Good morning, good people. I'm Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, I'm joined by Mayor Evelyn Favors Wynn Dixon from the city of Riverdale. Welcome, Mayor Wynn Dixon.
Hi, how are you, Ms. Kiplin?
Well, I am so glad you're here. Can you tell our listeners just a little bit about Riverdale? What do you want people to know about your city that they may not know?
Well, first, I would like thank you for allowing me to have a moment to say that. I'd like to clear up a misnomer. We are not Mayberry RFD. We are not that. We are a growing city, economically, balanced budget. The school, Riverdale, if you go on the website for the governor, we are in good standing with that. We have a lot of activities, and we're community and faithfully doing well for our citizens. I would like people to know it's two Riverdales, the county Riverdale and the city Riverdale. My city has a very low crime rate, and I'm just elated. And the one thing that's going on now, even though we do women history and super big Easter egg hunts and concerts and stuff, we're targeting now education. Like August 11th, we got all the colleges coming here. August 11th, and from all over the state. And if you bring your information, last year we gave almost $100,000 away in scholarships. Not when I say we, the colleges, the universities bought their financial director. So we are a community-based city that, and I love people. They call me mama. They don't call me mayor. So I'm elated about talking about my city.
That is wonderful for you to be able to have come in and, you know, initiated some of these programs or continued some of these programs. And if your people are calling you Mama Mayor Wynn Dixon, I know you're doing the right thing.
Oh, girl, I love people. You hear me?
I do.
That
is wonderful. Now, we're here to talk about an event that Riverdale has done for the last 9 years, and it's called Hattitude.
Yes.
Can you share with us what Hattitude is and why this program that focuses on not just women, but on mothers?
Well, it's so simplistic, baby. You know, we make life hard. And I just want to say the essence of this program is for somebody to celebrate their mother, be it your aunt who reared you, your sister, your cousin, any woman that took the initiative and time to rear you and teach you and care for you, you celebrate them on that day. Celebrate your real mama by just saying thank you, allowing the mom to dress up, put on a too tough hat, and come by and say, hey, I'm here. Look at me. I'm all right.
I think that is wonderful. And we know that when you lift up women, when you empower women, they will empower the whole community.
Yes, but you know what I like about that, too? When you do that and you have the young moms, the middle-aged moms, and the older moms, they get to share stories sometimes and let young people know, we don't have all the amenities that you have, but we're survivors. We was entrepreneurs before we even knew how to say it, when they could make something, take old clothes and make a quilt, how they canned food and never got E. coli or botulism. And they taught us to survive in the time of peace. So when war came, you was ready. So we get to empower the young women by that and say, look, I had no education, but I cleaned houses and got my kids through college. What is there for you to complain about?
So it's
that's the kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's wonderful. It's an intergenerational opportunity to share and learn from other mothers.
Right. And guess what? I have no shame in my game. I am there to let people know that if you have faith to believe and you ask Jesus to fix it and you're willing to work, anything is possible. Because if he can bring me from homelessness, welfare, food stamps, Section 8 Princess, and get my kids through college with professions, and now I have a PhD and a mayor, anything is possible. And I let them, don't let your circumstances dictate what you think you ought to be.
Now, this event, Hattitude, which is taking place on Mother's Day, is also billed as a jazz brunch. Can you share some information with us about the entertainment? And I know WCLK's own Morris Baxter will also be there.
Ah, yes, Mr. Baxter will be here. What we want to do is that jazz permeates through all generations. For what age or whatever, you can find some jazz music from the youngest to the elderly can, you know, rock to a little bit, be it progressive or standard or whatever. And it's on Saturday, not Mother's Day, Sunday. It's Saturday. But I like Mr. Baxter, and I think he will be great emceeing our program. Really, I do. And WCLK is not just an excellent jazz station. You guys are history. I will be 70 next week. And I grew up with WCLK, and it has always been a formidable station for information and entertainment.
Thank you so much for saying that. Now, how can our listeners participate? Where can they get the information, and how can they participate and honor their mothers on the Saturday before Mother's Day?
Well, they can purchase their tickets. I see here www.hattitudejazzbrunch.eventbrite.com.
So that means you can go to eventbrite.com and put in Hattitude, and you'll be able to get all the information and get your tickets and come out and join the celebration.
Right, Hattitude Jazz Brunch. You said that so much better than me. That's great. But no, and general admissions, we're going to have those, and we have the VIP sitting.
Okay, that's wonderful. So that means you get to choose. You've got different offerings for, you know, whatever your budget might be.
Yes, ma'am. And I hope people really, really purchase the tickets, because it's such a heartwarming event when you get a chance to really celebrate. I tell people, it ain't about what we've accomplished with material things. Sometimes it's just a thank you or I appreciate you means so much, I mean, to me.
And I'm sure that means a lot to moms everywhere. So I want to thank you. We've been talking with the Honorable Mayor Evelyn Favors Wynn Dixon from the City of Riverdale, which is home to over 15,000 citizens who are warm and friendly, and they're inviting us to Hattitude, which takes place this Saturday before Mother's Day, to come out and celebrate our mothers.
And please know there's plenty of parking, and everything is free with the parking.
Thank you so much, Mayor. I appreciate your joining us this morning.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed day.
Take care.